Siegel, 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We'll be very focused, Joe. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today, Ratification Day. I don't know if we want to be if that's an exciting one to celebrate. So we'll skip that one. Not on our radar right now. It is also National Shop for Travel Day. I don't know about that one. National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. That doesn't sound very exciting to me. I got a dog, love my dog, but I don't know about dressing her up. She may not like that idea. But hey, how about National Hot Pastrami Day? Yes, indeed. Having beaten anorexia, that's where we will be going this morning. National Hot Pastramis. Where do you get the best hot pastrami? Just put that right. See what they are doing. If my computer will wake up for me today. Let's see. Where are we? There it is. Come on. Wake up, computer. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 109.66 today. S&P up just 0.09. Not much of a move there. NASDAQ down 1.36. Oil up a small fraction. Bonds, the 10-year treasury, down a little bit. Not a whole lot there. 1.82 is the yield on the 10-year treasury. In Germany, they're dropping back a little bit. -0.168. Got to get that number correct in there to see if we can get the correct number for our friends in Germany. See if we can get that taken care of for you. Let's see what else we've got going on in the marketplace. We've got the lot happening in the world news. The big news, though, how about that? If you're in Los Angeles, you're probably not too excited about the fact that we now know that the Houston Astros cheated. Now, would they have won the World Series against the Dodgers anyway? I don't know, but let's see. The idea there is they did cheat. Manager now out of a job, suspended from baseball for a year. General manager out of baseball, suspended for a year. So both of those guys are out. the team fired them afterwards. I wonder if the team knew or didn't know. Now, how can't you know? How could the team not have known what was going on? Now, they say they didn't know, but how could they not have known when there was a TV monitor put up right next to the home team dugout, you know, just outside the dugout, outside the view? There's a camera put up so that they can watch what's going on. They're pounding on a trash can to give the signals from one place to another, yet the owner did not know what was going on.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, we'll see what happens now, because one of the masterminds of the scheme, Alex Cora, yeah, he was caught also, but he's now the manager of the Red Sox. Did he do the same thing when he was in Boston? Just throw that out there. I don't know the answer to the question, but I will pose that question to you. Big story out there. Dodger fan, what do you have to say about this? Apparently, you're going to be the ones that lost out. A couple of players, though. Here's the issue that no one really is mentioning even. What about the players that are now called chokers and they cannot get that time back, right? So you've got Kershaw, who people have believed, you know, just can't win the big game. Well, maybe he could win the big game if the other team wasn't cheating and stealing his signals. Just throw that out there. Moving right along, how about ESPN prepared to offer Tony Romo a record contract, $10 to $14 million annual value of the contract that he's looking at? I enjoy listening to Tony Romo. Never made more than $8.5 million in base salary during his years with the Cowboys. So I'm sure Mr. Romo is probably pretty happy about this the idea of this salary that they're talking about for him. What else do we have in that story there? Romo seen as someone who could either succeed Booger McFarland, I'm not a big fan of his, on Monday Night Football, or be a key figure in coverage on Sundays if ESPN lands a new package of games during negotiations 2021. That's a little bit of sporting news there. Moving on to the world news, Attorney General Barr says the DOJ was consulted before the president took out Soleimani. Really? I mean, are we really staying on this kind of a news story? But I guess the media likes that, must have something to bash the president about. Obviously, the people at the national championship game last night are not so disillusioned with the president, shall I say. Got a great ovation when he went into the national championship game. That was great to see. Moving right along, Burisma Holdings successfully hacked by Russian military amid House-led impeachment hearings. U.S. tech company Burisma Holdings, Ukrainian gas company at the center of the scandal that resulted in President Trump's impeachment by the House of Representatives, was successfully hacked in November by Russian military agents, a U.S. cybersecurity company claimed on Monday. The main intelligence directorate of the General Staff of the Russian Army in early November 2019 launched an ongoing phishing campaign aimed at stealing the login credentials for employees of Burisma Holdings and its partners and subsidiaries, according to an 8-page report published by Area One Security, a Silicon Valley company that specializes in email security. I wonder what those numbers say or those documents say. Fascinating. And obviously, we got the big game last night. LSU beat Clemson. Did you watch that one? 42-25. Love the fact that Ed Ogeron got that victory. Hello, USC fan. You had that opportunity. You blew it. Administration there did not do their school any justice on that one. But, you know, what are you going to do? That's the way USC has been recently. They have not been one of the real leaders in this marketplace. Got a lot to cover for you this morning. We're going to talk about the 2020 luxury market forecast. 2020 real estate projections that may surprise you. Have you outgrown your home? 7 bank discounts for young Americans that make life easier. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsingleradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsingleradio, on Twitter, @ronsingle. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out.
1990, and you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, again, that 2020 real estate market, luxury market, the 2020 real estate projections that may surprise you, discounts for young Americans that make life a little easier, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate,
you just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already found your dream home, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. You'll be able to find out exactly what the county recorder knows about your property. You can find out exactly what the market believes about your property. All of that's available. It's SLT Home Digest, free tool from Ron Siegel Radio. All you got to do is register. Again, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. 2020 luxury market forecast. By the end of last year, many homeowners found themselves with more equity than they realized. And at the same time, their wages were increasing. When those two factors unite, it can spark homeowners to think about making a move to a larger or more expensive home in the luxury space. That said, now is a perfect opportunity to take a look at the forecast for the 2020 luxury market. Three things to think about in the 2020 luxury market. One, prices. The U.S. economy is strong today with buying opportunities throughout the luxury end of the market. Thomas Verragoth, strategist at UBS Global Wealth Management, says in Barron's.com, quote, "There's a good link between luxury real estate prices and economic growth," unquote. Available inventory is a key element that can impact home prices at the upper range. The inventory is greater in comparison to the entire level market. I'm sorry, the entry level market, making moving up to a luxury home a growing reality for many buyers right now. Number two, activity in the market. With more buying opportunities at the higher end, we should start to see an increase in activity. The same article states, quote, "Affluent home buyers will start to come out of the woodwork as they find rising luxury rents less appealing and sellers get even more negotiable on price," unquote. Buyers looking in the luxury market are taking the opportunity to negotiate on price in a segment where there are more choices too. According to the luxury market report, homes sold for an average of 96.94% of list price in December. Buyers also getting more for their money with greater purchasing power due to the current low interest rate. Number three, buyers are coming back. Keep in mind, buyers are often sellers too, especially those looking to move up. Homeowners with an entry-level home can take advantage of the inventory shortage at the lower end of the market, thus driving higher sales prices for their current homes. Combined with growing equity in homes they're listing, it's a great time for those who are ready to make a luxury move. The extra equity and greater purchasing power are bringing many buyers back to the market. The same article mentioned, quote, "We've already seen buyers who've been on the sidelines for 2 years tread back into the market," unquote. Bottom line, if you're considering entering the luxury market, 2020 is shaping up to be a great year for those who are ready to make that move. Let's get together and chat about your plan. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. If you already have the dream home, SLT Home Digest to 79564. Some projections, though, that may surprise you in real estate. We're always looking at these different numbers for you. A couple of the projections. An interesting year for residential real estate with presidential election taking place this fall and talk of a possible recession occurring. Now that we've pushed that one back, we told you about that we've pushed that back probably till 2021 right now, according to Goldman Sachs. They're not looking at it. A lot of the quantitative, the unlabeled quantitative easing that the Federal Reserve has been doing, buying $100 billion a month of their bonds, that's kind of helped out in that arena. Now they say they're not doing any quantitative easing, but amazing how that really has been happening. And we just follow it, let you know what's going on. So what else is going on other than maybe a recession? The housing market might be challenging as a result. Taking a look at the combined projections from the most trusted entities in the industry when it comes to mortgage rates, home sales, and home prices is incredibly valuable, and they may surprise you. Mortgage rates. Projections from the experts at the National Association of Realtors, the Mortgage Bankers Association, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac all forecast mortgage rates remaining stable through 2020. 30-year mortgage rate projected to remain, again, 3.7 is the average. Freddie Mac says 3.8. Fannie Mae says 3.5. MBA says 3.7, and the National Association of Realtors, 3.8. Fascinating, because the National Association of Realtors being equal to and as high as anybody else, they've got a vested interest in a lower interest rate. It helps their membership. Since rates have remained under 5% for the last decade, we may not fully realize the opportunity we have right now. Average mortgage interest rates over the last several decades, the 70s averaged 8.86%. The 80s averaged 12.7%. The 90s averaged 8.12%. The 2000s, 6.29%. Three of the four expert groups noted above also predict an increase in home sales in 2020, and the fourth sees the transaction number remaining stable. So what are those projected home sales? Well, about 6 million to 6.3 million. NAR says, the National Association of Realtors says, we're going to go from 6.04 to 6.31 million units. The MBA, 6.03 to 6.3. Fannie Mae, 6.01 to 6.08. And again, Freddie Mac stayed stable at 6. With mortgage rates remaining near all-time lows, demand should not be a challenge. Lack of available inventory, however, may moderate the increase in sales. Home prices below are the projections from six different expert entities that look closely at home values. CoreLogic, Fannie Mae, Ivy Zelman's Z Report, the National Association of Realtors, NAR, Freddie Mac, and the Mortgage Bankers Association. Home values projected to continue appreciating through 2020. We've got the graph of that available for you if you'd like it. Each group has home values continuing to improve through 2020, with four of them seeing price appreciation increasing at a greater pace than it did in 2019. Is a recession possible in early 2019? A large percentage of economists began predicting a recession may occur in 2020. In addition, a recent survey of potential home purchasers showed that over 50% agreed it would occur this year. The economy, however, remained strong in the fourth quarter, and that has caused many to rethink the possibility. For example, Goldman Sachs in their 2020 U.S. Outlook explained, quote, markets sounded the recession alarm this year, and the average forecaster now sees a 33% chance of recession over the next year. In contrast, our new recession model suggests just a 20% probability. Despite the record age of the expansion, the usual late cycle problems, inflationary overheating, and financial imbalances do not look threatening, unquote. I have heard many, many economists say the same thing. The economy or expansions do not die of old age. They die of some sort of a cause. What is the cause? We don't know that part yet. Mortgage rates, again, bottom line, projected to remain under 4%, causing sales to increase in 2020. With growing demand, limited supply of inventory, prices will continue to appreciate, while the threat of an impending recession seems to be softening. Looks like 2020 may be a solid year for the real estate market. Again, that's the real-time real estate segment. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. When we come back, seven bank discounts for young Americans. That makes life a little easier. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments?
some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by the Credit Sanitizer. I got to get this right, creditsanitizer.com. Jeff Sipes and his team will get upset with me if I don't get this right. Jeff and his team do a great job of educating the listeners of Ron Siegel Radio, giving us an idea of what's going on in the marketplace, getting them the corrected credit scores, credit reports. More often than not, we find that if your credit report is correct, your credit scores are going to go up. So we want to make sure that you're getting that information correct on your report. A lot of things that are on there, nothing is required to be on your credit report. That's a big issue that most people don't understand. There is absolutely nothing required on your credit report. The fact of the matter is that anything that is on your report must be complete, it must be accurate, and it must be verifiable. That's what the law says. So it's got to have those three components on there. Must be complete, accurate, and verifiable. If it's not, it must be removed. Now, do you think the bureaus are going to remove that because they like you? No. You know better than that. I mean, it's pretty simple that the bureaus make more money by having your score as low as it possibly could be. That's how they make their money. They're not going to tell you that, but here's how it works is they sell data. Do you think that the purchasers of data are looking to purchase data of people with higher credit scores or lower credit scores? Certainly, they want to buy the data of those with lower credit scores. Why? Because those are the people that are going to pay a higher interest rate. If somebody's got a 750, 775, 800 FICO score, they can go anywhere they want to get any kind of a credit card they want. They're going to be taking advantage of the marketplace there. If you've got a lower score, well, the bottom line is you're not going to get as good a rate, just the way it is. So they want your score to be lower. That is the way it works. So here's the situation we're going to talk about today. Bank discounts for young Americans that make life a little easier. American college students may be familiar with the price of tuition, financial aid, grants, and scholarships, but they may not be as well versed in financial literacy or know the best ways to save money while they study. Some of the country's leading commercial banking institutions recognize that cash-strapped college students need special accommodations and have tailor-made checking accounts for young adults. Several banks dropped balance thresholds, advertised low or no fees, and offered digital banking features like Apple Pay that capture the attention of Americans aged 24 and younger. Many of the leading American commercial banks are eager to come to the assistance of cash-strapped undergrads with checking accounts designed specifically for college students. Help stretch your budget with the aid of some of the banks that we're going to talk about. TD Bank. No minimum balance or monthly fee with TD Bank's student checking account. As long as you're under 24 years old, TD Bank customers enjoy perks like free debit card that syncs with your smartphone wallet, mobile banking, and online bill pay. Chase, available to college students ages 17 to 24. Chase's college checking account waives all monthly service fees for 5 years. PNC Bank waives monthly service charges for 6 years and offers one courtesy refund on any overdraft item for the time you accidentally overextend your account. Wells Fargo, a deposit of just $25 unlocks a wealth of banking perks with Wells Fargo, the biggest bank in the country. Account owners ages 17 to 24 will have a $10 monthly fee waived and still have access to the bank's network of more than 13,000 ATMs. Bank of America doesn't want the looming threat of overdraft hanging over your head. With its Advantage Safe Balance banking account, those ages 16 to 24 are eligible to open an account with just $25 and pay nothing in monthly fees. BB&T, East Coast Commercial Banking Institution, offers a student checking account with no maintenance fees. SunTrust, hallmark of the SunTrust Southeast, SunTrust's essential checking for students simplifies banking for its customers. That is the credit sanitizer in Your Credit Matters segment today. Again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? That's pretty simple stuff there from our friends over Jeff Sipes at the Blue Water Credit Team. You just need to give Jeff a call. His team does a great, great job of helping the listeners to Ron Siegel Radio get their credit reports corrected. Illness, a question from a listener. An illness stopped me from paying my bills. Can I get my score back up? The answer is yes. The issue right there is make sure that you get your head out of the sand. Many people put their head in the sand and don't realize that it's not going to go away. You've got to deal with any issues. If you don't deal with the issues, you're not going to get anywhere. So get your head out of the sand, figure it out, make a call to each of your creditors, let them know that there's a problem. And most of the time, they're going to be willing to work with you. They're going to want, they don't want you to have a problem. They don't want to have a loan that's in default. It does them no good having a loan in default. So just be cognizant of what they want. That way you can get what you want. It's the way things work, but you have to communicate. It's better for them if they know that you're going to have a problem to set up a payment plan than have a default, because it hurts their overall banking portfolio. So just be cognizant of that. Again, and I've had some clients that I had one just recently, a private client that called me, and he was laid off and he had got a mortgage with the assistance of the team. And he ended up going and calling the bank. They told him what the problem was. As soon as he got a new job, they did a loan modification for him. Yes, loan modifications are still there. And they converted his 30-year loan into a 40-year loan. His payments actually went down a little bit, and it worked out perfectly for his family. So we'll just throw that out there for you to just make sure you're having these conversations. And don't think that it's going to go away by not addressing it. Just a thought for you, as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.